看腓立比书第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
13节、14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
腓立比书三章十三节、十四节。
Of Philippians 3.
前面。
Verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这一段圣经大家都很熟悉。
Everyone is familiar with this sentence.
一般称作保罗得救的人生观。
And some people define this as the life lessons philosophy of apostle.
保罗自从蒙主选召之后
，After Paul being called as apostle,
他的人生观确实有很大的改变。
His philosophy and his value changed.
他知道人生最重要的目标就是将来灵魂要得救进天国。
And he knows that the most precious goal of life is to reach heaven.
他更知道正确的人生就是要奔跑在这一条得救的道路上。
And the value of the lesson is this life is to run on the journey in pilgrimage.
他尤其知道要到达这个目标，只有忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And most of all, he said that the only the way to reach the goal is to forget the past and reach toward those who are ahead.
这个就是保罗的人生生活准则。
And this is his most important goal and north star of his life.
那么很感谢主。
And thankfully,
有关忘记背后这一部分，我们两周前已经一起学习过了。
Thank God that we already have learned these lessons. Forget the past. Strive toward the.
他这是从消极方面来说的。
And 2 weeks ago, we were emphasizing on the pessimistic viewpoint.
那么从积极方面来讲呢
？But to be positive about it.
今天如果我们真的想要到达最后这个目标
，In order to reach the final lesson of the life.
那么我们除了必须忘记背后之外，接下来还要进一步努力面前。
Not only we need to forget those are behind, but also strive hard toward the ahead.
然后向着标杆直跑。
And to go straight toward the goal.
意思就是说，我们的目标一定要非常明确。
So that you have a precise goal.
我们的行动一定要很积极。
And you have to be positive and for your action.
那首先就目标来看。
First of all, what is the goal?
保罗在这里所说的标杆可以指着两个方面。
There are two sides of the goal.
第一个进程来说，标杆就是主耶稣。
First of all, the goal is Jesus Christ himself.
所以保罗在腓立比书三章第八节才说，他将万事当作有损的。
So that in the Romans, he also say that he considered everything as valueless.
甚至已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And he considered all as no value of the everything.
而以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
And the most precious goal is to know Jesus Christ.
为要得着基督。
In order to obtain Jesus.
那第二远程来讲。
And the second part.
那个标杆就是指着天国。
The goal is heaven.
这是我们信主终极的目的。
And this is our final goal to enter into heaven.
盼望我们的灵魂将来都能够得救进天国。
So that our soul will be saved and everyone will enter into heaven.
所以保罗在腓立比书三章十四节他才表明。
So that he wrote in Philippians chapter 3 and 14.
他这样向着标杆直跑，就是为了要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召他来得的奖赏。
So that he pressed toward the goal is to obtain the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ.
这个奖赏就是永生的大福气啊。
And this prize and upward call is the most valuable blessing.
可见这两项近程跟远程的标杆事实上是一体的两面。
So that the short-term goal and the long-term goal is the same.
如果没有主耶稣，就不可能有天国的盼望。
If there is no Jesus, and there will be no promise of the heavenly kingdom.
那如果没有天国的盼望，我们就不需要主耶稣了。
And if there is no heavenly kingdom, we really have no need of Jesus.
因此，今天。如果我们真的想要让自己的灵魂将来能够得救进天国，那么我们现在就要信耶稣。
So that the, in order to enter into the kingdom of God in heaven, now we need to believe in Jesus Christ.
然后还要学耶稣。
And also to learn from Jesus Christ.
最后要像耶稣。
And also at the end,Be like Jesus Christ.
然后还要爱耶稣。
And also love Jesus Christ.
要完成主耶稣的吩咐。
And also to observe His commandment.
最后就是要得着耶稣基督。
So that we can get hold of Christ Jesus.
这一些都是我们今天一直在强调的得救要道嘛。
And all these are the major lessons we are trying to emphasize.
是我们信仰必须要努力的灵修功课。
So we have to beaggressive to obtain the lesson.
小弟个人觉得这是保罗在这里所说努力面前真正的意义。
So that's why this is the reason behind pressing toward the goal and to obtain the goal.
那么为了使这些道理更具体的了解，
In order to make a good concrete example of the goal,
我们紧接着就分别从个人和教会两个面向来学习。
I'd like to separate into the personal goal and the church goal.
第一个，个人方面。
First of all, start with the personal.
没有错，我们说得救是个人的事情啊。
Of course, it is correct that everyone obtained his own salvation.
那将来的审判也是按照每一个人自己的行为啊。
And everyone received the judgment according his own deed.
所以基本上信仰是个人自己跟神的关系。
So in principle, your faith is your own.
与别人无关。
And has nothing to do with other people.
这是对的。
It is correct.
但问题是人毕竟都带着肉体啊。
However, we all are born in flesh.
带着肉体就很现实啊。
And it's very pragmatic that we have flesh.
导致我们今天到教会来常常只看见人。
So that when we come to church, we only look at other people.
却不见神啊。
And we forgot to,
见不到神啊。
We forgot to see God.
今天我们到教会来常常只留心在意人跟人之间的关系啊。
Nowadays, when we come to church, we only pay attention to the personal relationship and social interactions.
却忽略了我们在这里自己跟神的关系。
And forget to look at our own relationship with God.
我们常常很在意别人怎么看我。
We also take a note of how people look at us.
却常常忘记了神是怎么看我。
And forget to see how God reflect on us.
更常常不在乎神将来怎么审判我。
And sometimes we ignore how God will judge us at the end.
个人觉得这是非常错误的一种心态。
I personally think this is a wrong attitude.
其实在得救这件事上，别人根本不能对我们怎么样的。
Because whatever people look at you has nothing to do with your salvation.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
请看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8,
31节
31.
罗马书第八章31节
Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
请念。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
再请看33节。
And we go to verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
34节
34, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
35节
35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword.
保罗在这里连续提出四个问题。
Here, Paul asks four questions.
他说，如果我们真的是信靠神，那神也真的愿意帮助我们呢？
First of all, if we really rely on God and God really wants to help us,
那么第一，有谁能抵挡我们呢？
If that's the case, who can be against us?
第二，有谁能控告我们呢？
And secondly, who can accuse us?
第三，有谁能定我们的罪呢？
Third, who can condemn us?
第四，有谁使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Lastly, who can separate us from the love of Christ?
答案很简单，都没有啊。
The only reason for all this is no one.
不管是人或者是魔鬼，都不能对我们怎么样的。
Whether it's spirit or a devil has cannot harm us.
那这一点我们可以大大的放心。
That's why we can rest assured.
其实今天我们所最不放心的应该是什么呢
？However, what should we be anxious about?
应该是我们自己啊。
It is we should be really worried about ourselves.
是我们自己的表现。
Our own actions.
就好像当年的以色列百姓那样。
It's like the old testament in the old time, the Israelites.
我们看看当年以色列百姓最后为什么会灭亡
？And then why the Israelites were
不是因为那个巴兰先知的咒诅啊。
It's not because a prophet Balaam's condemned nation.
也不是因为亚述国巴比伦太强了。
It's not because all the foreign countries were too strong.
乃是因为自己的行为太坏了。
Because their own actions were,
请看《列王记下》十七章。
Let's take a look at Second King.
请看《列王记下》十七章。
Second King chapter seven.
第七节。
17.
列王记下十七章第七节。
Second King chapter seven verse seven.
请念。
For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord of their the God.
十八节。
Who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt and entered the land of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods. Eight and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel and the king of Israel.Which they have made.
十九节。
So let me jump to 19.
十八节，十九节哈。
So 18 and 19. That's there 18. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from His sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. 19. Also, Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made.
再看二十节。
Then 20.And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of plunderers, until He had cast them from His sight.
这个是圣经所下的结论哦。
And this is a conclusion from the Bible.
正因为以色列百姓不敬畏神。
It's all because the Israelite has no respect for God.
不遵守神的诫命。
Do not keep the commandments.
结果得来神的愤怒。
Therefore,
最后
welcome the,
才导致灭亡。
Therefore, it invites the wrath of the Lord and the into the
这才是最主要的原因。
Perish. This is the real reason.
不能怪别人，只能怪自己啊。
They should not blame other people, only themselves.
因此，今天我们在奔跑天国的路上，最重要的是什么？
Therefore, right now we're running on the pilgrimage. What is the most important thing?
就是要把自己跟神的关系建立好。
Is to keep a good relationship between you and God.
要好好的灵修自己，直到完全的地步。
To keep a wonderful spiritual life until the end.
这是一条自我灵修的道路哦。
And this is to make sure that you have a spiritual life.
我们唯有通过这一条路，我们的灵魂将来才能够很有把握的得救进天国。
So that we can be confident and reassured to walk on the pilgrimage.
这是肯定的。
And enter into the heaven, and that's assurance.
所以在这一条自我灵修的道路上，我们一定要有标杆呢。
Therefore, in the self-cultivation of a spiritual life, we need to have goal.
用这个标杆做我们学习的榜样。
So this goal would give us the learning and to keep us have the lesson.
这个标杆就是主耶稣。
And this goal is Christ Jesus.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
请看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21.
彼得前书第二章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
主耶稣就是我们灵修最标准的榜样。
So that we will look up to Christ as our self-cultivation.
因此今天当我们信主受洗受圣灵以后啊，
Therefore, after we baptize and receive Holy Spirit,
我们必须进一步努力学习主耶稣。
We need to strive to learn the example from Christ.
好好地跟着主耶稣的脚踪来行。
To seriously follow Christ in each step of our way.
最后一定要像主耶稣那样的完全。
So that we will become as perfect like Christ at the end.
这一点非常重要。
And this is the most important lesson.
那么问题到底是我们怎么样来学习主耶稣呢？
But the question is, how are we going to learn from Christ Jesus?
也就是说，到底我们学主耶稣哪些榜样呢？
Which means, what kind of lessons we should learn from Christ?
当然有很多。
And there are multiple lessons.
不过个人觉得最重要的有三点。
But I can summarize in three points.
第一点是圣洁。
The first point is be holy.
请看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书请看第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
七章二十六节。
Verse 7, chapter 7, verse 26. For such a high priest who fitted for us, who is holy.Harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
这里所说的大祭司就是主耶稣。
And here the high priest is Jesus Christ.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
是没有邪恶的。
He is harmless.
是不被玷污的。
Is undefiled.
是远离罪人的。
Is separate from sinners.
虽然当他带着肉体在这个世上，他也曾经凡事受过试探呐。
Even though he was born in flesh and has been tempted multiple times,
完全跟我们一样啊。
He was like all of us.
可是他却没有犯罪。
However, he never committed sins.
他在这方面给我们留下最完美的榜样。
He has left an imperfect example.
就是要我们学习他的圣洁。
So to follow him and learn to be holy.
我们必须牢牢地记住。
We need to remember this.
经上说，那招你们的既是圣洁，所以你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
So that in the Bible says you everything needs to be holy, so you need to be holy.
因为人非圣洁，没有一个人能够见主的。
So that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being holy.
这是肯定的。
And this is for sure.
第二点，谦卑。
Second point is have humility.
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
请看马太福音十一章二十九节。
Chapter 11 verse 21.
十一章二十九节。
Chapter 11 verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
当主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，他就自己大声地呼吁了。
So when Jesus was preaching, and he cried aloud.
他说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当学我的样式。”
He said that I am gentle, and you need to learn from my humility.
这样你们的心里就必得享安息。
So that you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣讲的话绝对是真的哦。
Whatever he uttered, the lesson is correct.
那么为什么主耶稣要这样讲呢？
So this is true, and why is he doing? Why is saying such thing?
不是他在夸口啊。
It's not because he was boasting.
是因为主耶稣自己亲自这样做的。
Because he was truly gentle and lowly in spirit.
他本有神的形象。
He was born in the spirit of God.
但是为了拯救我们这些不值得依旧的罪人呢？
He was born in image, and he came to here in order to save us.
他可以虚己，把自己倒空。
He would deny himself and empty himself.
谦卑，卑微的成为人的样式。
So he was lowly and becoming as God to human.
然后存心顺服，以至于死。
And obedient until death.
而且是死在十字架上。
And then die on the cross.
那么既然主耶稣为了我们他都可以这样做、
So that Jesus did suffer and sacrifice all this for us.
今天自己灵魂的得救为什么不肯自卑地伏在神大能的手下呢？
So that why we cannot obey and deny ourselves in front of God for our own salvation.
也就是说，为什么我们不肯完全顺服神呢？
Why are we still resisting on
又为什么不愿意以谦卑束腰来彼此顺服呢？
Why are we still resisting fully believing in God and giving of ourselves to God?
这是绝对讲不过去的，不是吗？
It's really not reasonable.
第三点。
Third point.
舍己呀。
We have to deny ourselves.
先看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
十一节。
Verse 11.
请看约翰福音第十章十一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 11. Verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
十五节。
Verse 15. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
十八节
，verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
有人根据这段圣经说，如果没有主耶稣的舍命，就没有十字架的救恩。
Someone get the summary from this passage that if Jesus did not sacrifice himself.We will not be able to receive salvation from the cross.
因为这是主耶稣自己愿意舍去他的生命的。
Because Jesus sacrificed himself willingly.
这绝对是真的。
And this is true.
舍命跟救恩其实也是一体的两面呢。
So sacrifice and salvation are the coins on both sides.
就好像那个一粒麦子啊。
So it's like the grain.
请看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音请看十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
二十三节到二十六节。
From verse 23 to 26.
十二章二十三节到二十六节。
John 12:23 to 26. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." 24.Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Verse 25, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. 26, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, he, my Father, will honor.
主耶稣说：“一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，永远只是那一粒。”
So Jesus said that unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone.
怎么可能结出许多的籽粒来呢？
And it will never produce much harvest.
绝对不可能的。
It's impossible.
这说明舍命牺牲的确是成全救恩的根源呢。
Therefore.In order to receive salvation, someone has to sacrifice and deny himself.
而这种牺牲的精神就是那个爱最大的表现。
And this is the uttermost manifestation of love.
也是今天我们要灵修自己最高的一个目标。
So this is also the most highest lesson after we have the self, spiritual cultivation.
因此，主耶稣才很郑重地向众人宣告。
Therefore, Jesus, solemnly say to them.
请看路加福音第九章。
That's recorded in Luke chapter 9.
路加福音，请看第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
23-24.
In verse 23 and 24, 23, then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. 24, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己啊。
Here Jesus told them, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny and sacrifice himself.
意思就是要跟从主，一定要学习主耶稣牺牲自己的精神了。
Which means, in order to follow Jesus Christ, we need to learn from his example to deny and sacrifice.
因为这是我们得生命唯一的一条路哦。
And because this is the only way to save your life.
我们必须牢牢地记住主耶稣所说的话。
We have need to remember this.
凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
Whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
唯有肯为主丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
But whoever loses his life for Christ's sake will save it.
这才叫做生命的侍奉哦。
So this is the life of sacrifice and.
那么以上这三点就是主耶稣最重要也是最具体的榜样。
And the last point is the most important lesson is the most concrete example.
今天都是摆在我们面前自我灵修的标杆。
And this should be an example when we have self-cultivation.
我们想想看过去或许我们只得60分才及格而已啊。
We have to reflect on ourselves whether we were satisfied with only achieving 60% or above effort.
甚至是不及格。
Sometimes people receive.
那么今天我们是不是应该下定决心全力以赴呢
？So after we examine ourselves, whether we should put all our effort into this journey.
我们是不是要朝着满分完全的目标？努力前进呢、啊、
Whether we should strive toward achieving 100%.
好，接下来我们谈一谈教会方面。
And the second angle is from the church.
没有错，虽然我们刚才说得救是个人的事。
And surely, first, the salvation is a personal goal.
但是个人的得救却也必须借着教会才能完成。
But your salvation also rely on being in the church.
怎么说呢
？How do we explain this?
这就好比我们肉体的成长啊。
So this is, for example, take that example as a physical growth.
虽然我们肉体的成长也是个人的事啊。
And of course, our physical growth is a personal matter.
但是我们每个人在肉体方面却也必须依赖我们的家庭才能够成长啊。
But your growth also is relying on your participation in the family.
不同的是，肉体的成长啊，是靠着肉身的父母。
And of course, your physical growth started with from your parents.
而灵魂的得救成长必须靠着天父真神。
And the salvation of your soul relies on Heavenly Father.
因此圣经才这样说。
So the Bible teaches us.
请看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3.
请看提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
15节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15.But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
保罗说神的家就是永生神的教会。
Which means, he teaches that the house of God is the church of living God.
一点也没错，教会就是神的家。
And of course, the house of God is, the church of God.
今天教会就是我们属灵的一个大家庭。
And our church is a spiritual community for all of us.
我们的家长就是主耶稣。
And it's a family, and our parents is Jesus Christ.
啊，所有弟兄姐妹在教会里头彼此都是做肢体的。
And of the brothers and sisters, all are our siblings.
靠着主耶稣联合在一起啊。
And we all connected through Jesus Christ.
成为基督的身体啊。
And in order to become the body of Christ.
永远不可以分开的。
And it will never be separated.
只可惜今天有少数的信徒缺乏这种观念。
However, there are a minority of members forgot such principle.
所以动不动就不来教会啊。
So that they will, for some reason, they will delay from coming to church.
他们或许会觉得，反正我自己在家里灵修一样也可以得救。
So they fool themselves by saying that I'm just going to stay at my own house and do my own self-cultivation.
其实这是相当危险的。
However, this is very risky.
我们必须要了解树枝，如果离开了树干，早晚一定会枯干。
So that if a broken branches leaving the tree is going to be withered,
一定会像主耶稣所说的。
And this will be like what Jesus told us.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
请看约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
第四节
，Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
第五节
，Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears more fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
第六节
，Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered.And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
主耶稣说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Jesus mentioned that if you are separate from me, you cannot do anything.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。
So if you do not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered.
最后被人捡起来扔在火里面烧啊。
And people gathered this withered branch and threw them into the fire.
因此我们今天一定要这种体认。
So that we need to have this realization.
我跟教会是一体的。
I and the church are one body.
就好像基督跟教会也是一体的一样。
So like Jesus and church are one body.
教会兴旺。我们都得益处。
If church flourish, we all benefit.
教会衰败，我们都受亏损。
And we will suffer if the church diminished.
所以今天我们除了要信耶稣、学耶稣、像耶稣之外
，So that in addition to we believe in Jesus, like Jesus, be like Jesus.
真的，我们还要进一步爱耶稣。
We also need to further to love Jesus.
而爱耶稣最具体的表现就是爱耶稣的身体教会。
And the manifestation of love Jesus is to love his church.
要照着主耶稣当年所交代我们的去做。
So that we can walk on what he teaches us in the old days.
那怎么做呢？
How do we carry out the action?
当年主耶稣要升天之前，特别吩咐门徒两件非常重要的事。
So before Jesus ascends to heaven, he told the disciples two most important things to do.
这两件事都跟教会的兴衰有关。
All these actions are relevant to the.
什么事呢
？Rise and fall of the church.
第一件事要牧养主的羊。
What are the actions? One is to pastor the church.
请看约翰福音二十一章十五节。
John 21, verse 15.
请看约翰福音二十一章十五节。
Turn to John 21, verse 15. Verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah,
16节,
do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. 16. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him,
再看十七节,
17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep.
就在主耶稣要升天之前哦。
This is right before Jesus ascended to heaven.
主耶稣问彼得一个问题啊。
Jesus asked Peter one question.
这个问题，同一个问题问三次。
The same question, but he asked Peter three times.
你爱我吗？
He asked him, you, do you love me?
问得彼得都难过起来啊。
And he grieved Peter at the end.
那么为什么主耶稣要这样问彼得呢？
Why did Jesus insisting on asking Peter?
因为主耶稣实在非常担心。
Because Jesus is worried.
他担心什么呢？
What was he anxious about?
不仅担心彼得会不会因为爱世界而慢慢不爱主耶稣了。
Not that Jesus worried that Peter will cling to the world and forget about attending the church.
主耶稣更担心的是他的羊没有人来牧养啊。
Further is how Jesus worried that his sheep is not being shepherded.
结果是教会渐渐软弱下去啊。
So that the church will diminish.
于是主耶稣才三次交代彼得啊。
So that Jesus asked Peter three times.
如果你真的爱我就要牧养我的羊。
And gave him the responsibilities that if you do love me,
换句话说，一个人如果真的爱主，他就要关心主的教会，就要建设主的教会。
So that Jesus asked him to shepherd his church so that to demonstrate if someone loves church, they will tend his sheep.
就要多多的做教会里面的圣工。
It will continue and strive to do holy work in the church.
按照自己的恩赐各尽其职。
And to do the talent according to the talents.
彼此相助。
And to support each other.
让整个教会各方面的发展都能够越来越进步。
So the church in all the angles will flourish.
使全体信徒最后都能在真道上同归于一。
So that at the end, all the members within the church will receive salvation and become one.
真的长大成人。
So that will become strong as one.
满有基督长成的身量。
Full of the body like Jesus Christ.
并且在爱中建立自己。
And be able to build themselves within love.
让我们的教会成为圣洁。
So that the church become holy.
成为一个极其荣耀的教会
，and become a church that glorify God。
啊，这是主耶稣对我们的第一个期待。
And so this is the first lesson and lessons that Jesus wants us to do。
第二件事就是传扬主的福音。
Second is to preach His gospel。
请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28。
请看马太福音二十八章
，Matthew
28:16节到二十节
，from 16 to 20. 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. 17. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."19. Go therefore to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
当年主耶稣在受死之前和复活以后，总共三次吩咐门徒一定要到加利利的一座山上见他。
So this happened before Jesus being crucified, and he asked them to make sure they go into Galilee.
为的是什么？
What is the reason?
为的就是要吩咐交代门徒一件非常重要的使命。
So that he can give them the great commission.
就是要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Is to make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of Father, Holy Spirit, and Son.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the age.
因为这个福音要传遍世界，主耶稣才会来啊。
Because Jesus will finally come after the gospel has been preached to all of the world.
啊，这件事同时也是主耶稣赐下圣灵给我们一个主要的目的啊。
So this is the goal how Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
为了让我们得到能力来为主耶稣做见证啊。
So that we were empowered by Holy Spirit and to be able to bear witnesses.
因此传福音是主耶稣对他的所有门徒第二个期待。
Therefore, the be able to preach the gospel is Jesus' second commandment.
今天同样殷切的期待我们每一位。
And this is Jesus' wish for all of us.
更要肩负起这个神圣的使命。却也是艰巨的使命。
To carry out the Great Commission and to carry out the Only Commission.
所以今天，如果我们真的爱主
，Therefore, if we truly love Jesus Christ,
我们就不能辜负主耶稣对我们的期待。
We cannot fail of His commission.
无论如何，都要努力完成主所托付给我们的使命。
We need to carry out His great mission, no matter what cost.
不管得时不得时，都要尽自己的本分。
Whether it's time or no time, we need to carry on the.
要努力传。
To preach the gospel.
要专心传。
To preach gospel in one focus.
要忍耐的传。
To do it with purpose and persistence.
由此可见，从教会的面向来看，今天摆在我们面前的是什么？
Therefore, if we take the angle from the church, what is ahead of us?
就是福音的两大工程。
There are two commissions of the gospel.
对内要建设教会。
Internally, we need to build the church.
对外要传扬福音。
Externally, we need to preach the gospel.
这个就是我们今天的标杆。
These are two goals of our journey.
我们应该努力的去达成。
We need to work with all our heart and mind.
这样才能够坦然无惧的迎接主耶稣的再临。
So that we can welcome Jesus' second coming with no regrets.
将来才能够丰丰富富的进天国。
So that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven with the confidence.
当然，这些工作对我们现在来讲，真的。都不简单啊。
And of course, this great mission is very tremendous.
这是事实。
And this is true.
但是我们相信，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But we know it's impossible for man, but it's possible for God.
问题只在我们准备好了吗？
The real question is whether are we ready.
问题只在我们是不是有这一颗愿做的心吗
？Whether we had the heart or willingness.
好，最后我们来看提摩太后书第四章。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
最后，请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
六到八节。
From 6 to 8.
四章第六节到第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, from 6 to 8, and we will use this to conclude. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved him.His appearing.
这是保罗一生的结局啊。
This is a conclusion of Paul's life.
当他要为主殉道之前
，before he's
他不但不害怕
，he was not afraid.
反而能唱出得胜的凯歌。
He was able to sing the song of victory.
为什么能这样
？How he was able to do this?
因为他一生真的是有标杆的。
Because he lived a life of purpose and goal.
他真的是忘记背后，努力面前。
He forget the past and strive forward.
然后向着标杆直跑。
And he's pressing toward the goal.
他很努力的自我灵修。
He was very serious in his
完全效法主耶稣的圣洁、谦卑和舍己。
He's serious in his self cultivation in being holy, being humility, and to sacrifice himself.
所以他才很肯定的。向哥林多教会的信徒说：“你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
So he was very confidently saying to the Corinthian church, saying that follow me as I follow Jesus Christ.
不但如此，他更努力建设主的教会。
In addition to that, he was striving in establishing the church for God.
不仅对内牧养主的群羊。
Not only internally, he pastored the sheep within the church.
天天为众教会挂心祷告
，and he concerned for the church and pray for the church every day.
对外，他更甘心的为所信的福音受苦难
，and externally he preached the gospel and suffered for it too.
让神的教会在各地兴旺起来
，so that God's church will be flourishing in all places.
难怪他在为主殉道之前，他能够唱出凯歌来。
Therefore, he was able to sing the song of victory before he was.
说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
So that he was able to fight the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
He has already finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
Also kept the faith.
从此以后，公义的冠冕为我存留。
So that they laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
这种人生才是真正得胜的人生。
And this is a life or victory.
那今天请问我们呢
？Let's ask ourselves.
请问我们当跑的路跑了多远呢
？Have we asked ourselves how far have we reached our goal on this journey？
请问我们的人生在信仰上是不是真的有很清楚的目标呢
？Let's ask ourselves whether we have a clear goal and purpose in our life.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
I will pray that God, Jesus, help us.
唱诗。